an art studio, a computer lab, and a garden. These are spaces teachers are using to engage their students in science, technology, engineering, art, and math disciplines. 25 Western Pennsylvania schools were each awarded a $20,000 STEAM grant to provide those classrooms. WESA's Sarah Schneider reports.
There are several schools of thought on how educators should adapt to a new generation of learners. One is to take students out of a traditional classroom where desks point toward the instructor. You may have heard of makerspaces, where those in STEM fields collaborate and have access to sophisticated tools and software. Entrepreneurial inventors and engineers have embraced this model, paying fees to use the space. Libraries use them, and the Carnegie Science Center has a new digital fabrication lab. Now, schools are using them as a way for students to explore and question content.
When we look at the traditional learning environment of schools, we understand that perhaps that's not conducive to those fluid intelligence skills that, you know, companies, Fortune 500, local companies, colleges, career ready, that they're looking for.
That's Megan Ciccone, the Director of Instructional Innovation at the Allegheny Intermediate Unit, which oversees 42 school districts surrounding Pittsburgh.
We're looking at spaces that really foster student engagement, allow students to think critically and problem solve, and so you need a flexible space.
It's difficult to identify a makerspace. It's not solely a science lab, a wood shop, or an art room. It could be an empty room where students write and paint on the walls, or a room full of computers and 3D printers.
The spaces have to be different because they have to meet different needs at different times.
Nina Unitas, the principal of Wylandville Elementary in the Cannon McMillan School District, didn't have space in her building. So she takes kids outside to the school's living classroom, a greenhouse.
In education, we're sometimes on a gerbil wheel of taking something shiny and new and implementing, when in reality, we just need to slow down.
She says the greenhouse environment promotes observation and experimentation.
If you ask most kids where food comes from, they think it comes from the store, and it doesn't. And the miraculous observation that these kids can make just by planting a seed and caring for it and watching it grow, I mean, there's connectedness to taking time to understand things deeper.
For some educators, it's not about space, but rather the time devoted to using STEM skills in the classroom. Elizabeth Glasspool, a sixth grader at Holiday Park Elementary School in the Plum District, learned the basics of programming during her STEM class.
So right now it's playing and that Hannah typed in all the letters.
Elizabeth and her classmates programmed how they would move the robot, change its color, and make it play a song.
I like being with my friends and learning with them, like how to use new apps, electronic, different things like that, because I'm not really good with computers and stuff, and it makes you think.
Tracy Heffron, Elizabeth's teacher and one of three STEM instructors at the school, says both the robots and the concept of a makerspace lets the student drive his or her own learning.
It's an adjustment. You know, we want to teach, and that's what we went to school for. We are teachers. And the whole concept of the makerspace and the movement that's going on right now, it's a lot more of guidance and facilitating towards letting the students do that learning on their own.
Heffron said the technology doesn't replace teaching. It enhances it.
So, and it's hard to step back, and you want to tell them the right answer. You want to tell them, before you make that next step on your program, you need to pick up the pen. And that's not my job. My job is to facilitate that, asking them questions on how they could get it done instead of just telling them the answer.
I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.
The Remake Learning Project is a collaboration of WESA, WQED, Pittsburgh Magazine, and Next Pittsburgh.